Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
Finally getting underway with Galesburg Live, Hour 2 at 8:23, about 34 outside. My guest on Hour 2 of Galesburg Live is Leanne Porter. Leanne, how are you?
I am great. Thanks for having me in.
Well, you're absolutely welcome. I got a message during the week that there was big news with the Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank. And I said earlier that your millionth diaper giveaway is coming up this Wednesday. You're going to distribute that millionth diaper. And I said, and only like 5 years. Is 5 years too long? How long has Loving Bottoms been in? Am I right?
Five years. Actually, we started about 5.5 years ago. But
sure.
Our first partner agency, the Galesburg Salvation Army, actually started 5 years ago, the beginning of March.
Okay,
So they just got their first diapers from us 5 years ago, earlier this week.
What if someone, I think it takes someone, and maybe we'll get into this, and you've talked about it with Will, I know you've been on before, take someone who's been through some hard times. Not that someone who hadn't been through hard times, that life was here, could come up with an idea like this, but you went through it. You had the insecurities of maybe feeding your kids or having diapers for your kids. You went through it and then did something about it. You could have not have done something about it, and we wouldn't have Loving Bottoms right now.
Yeah.
Can you take us back to the time where, okay, it was really hard. What do I do? And then the discovery of, I can do this, and that lifted you up.
Yeah. So, I mean, for me, it was 2004, and I was going through a divorce.
Yeah.
I had three kids. So my kids were just little, but the youngest, William, was 6 months old, and I'd been a stay-at-home mom. And so now it's, you know, you've got three kids, you need to figure out childcare, you need to figure out a job. You find out the rent hasn't been paid.
You've lost half your income at this time.
Yeah.
Right?
You're like, what am I going to do?
Well, all of it because you're a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, stay-at-home mom. And you get these littles, like your world's kind of crumbling around you. And, you know, I had a great landlord who was like, you know, hey, let's get this on HUD. And he sent me to this office and they said, hey, we need you, you know, to get you over here on food stamps. We're going to send you to this office. And they're like, hey, we need you to get you to apply for child support. We're sending you to this office. And
how are you doing mentally at this time?
Not great, but you're dragging your three kids along and you're telling people the worst part of your life.
Yeah.
And trying to wrangle, you know, three kids and a squirmy 6 month old, and
so
putting this all out, yeah, it's
giving
it's
up.
Not easy.
It was hard, but giving up was never in Leanne's. Like, this is just
well, you've got three little people,
right? Yeah.
You've got three little people. You don't really get to. I mean, you give up at night after they're in bed, and that's when you like, you know, break down, or in the shower, that
yeah.
sort of thing.
Yeah,
and that's you kind of break down then. But yeah, so I mean, there was a point that I did go to a pantry and wasn't looking for food because I'm pretty good. Like, I can cook from scratch. I can make things out of just about anything. So food insecurity wasn't something we really struggled with because we did have the safety net programs with the food stamps. And I asked for diapers or like laundry soap, things like that. And they kind of looked at me like, why would you need those things? And those were things I needed to buy with cash that I didn't have. And I left feeling like I must be the only person that is out here asking for these things.
That they thought it was so bizarre that you asked for those things. It blows my mind.
Yeah. So for me, I was like, oh, it's not a problem that anybody else has. It's a me problem.
Mm.
Like, I'm not doing it right.
Where'd you go from there?
Feel like you're not. Well, you don't have things. So at the worst of it, I had a kind of an adopted sort of grandpa neighbor. We were in Kentucky, so we didn't have any family nearby.
Yeah.
And I had him pawn my wedding rings, which weren't, you know, wasn't worth a lot of money, but it was the most valuable thing that I had. And so he took and pawned those, and I bought diapers and laundry soap and dish soap and toilet paper.
And then found out later that the closest pantry to you was to where you were was pretty far away for someone that had the needs you did, which was not just you, like you thought.
Yeah.
It was a lot of mothers, single mothers and single families, and was far away for people to get these.
It was in Champaign was the closest one.
And you were where?
We were here in Galesburg.
Yeah.
When I, it was 2000. 2014, I read an article on Facebook, was where I saw the article, and it was talking about a diaper bank that was being started someplace in the country. And they were, I wish I remember which one it was, they were starting, and it was just a mom that had experienced diaper need, and she was starting it. It was in her house. And I was like, what? Like, so one, other people experienced this, not just me.
Yeah.
Two, there's still no help for this. Like, it's 2014. I experienced this in 2004. There's still not a safety net for this.
Yeah.
And so I started looking around and found that the
clinic. So you're happy you're not the only one, but you're mad about this situation.
Yeah. It's not cool.
No.
It's not cool. Because you're struggling.
Yep.
And it's hard.
These are the needs.
It's hard.
These are the needs that come before food and diapers and like you said, and feminine products.
Yeah.
Those should be, you shouldn't get a weird face when you ask for those.
No, you shouldn't. So I kind of went down low and called some places in town and was like, hey, you know, I have a little one. I need diapers. I was totally lying here. You know, what could I get? And I called some places in town and they didn't really have diapers here.
Now, at this point, are you thinking, I'm going to do this myself? Are you?
No,
are you...
I was just fact finding.
Yeah.
I was like, what, you know, what's even available here? What does that look like in our community? And, you know, there was some places, but you'd maybe get 10 diapers but they might not have the sizes that you need. It was just kind of be a crapshoot.
Yeah.
Maybe they'd have the size that you need and maybe you'd get 10. So maybe you'd get a day or a day and a part of a day, was all that you were going to get.
So yeah.
I'm like, that's better than nothing, but it's not, and there's no guarantee. So you might drive to this place to get it using another precious resource, your fuel, that also
right.
cost cash that you're obviously strapped for if you can't buy the diapers, to find out that they don't have them.
I'm sure you experienced that many times.
Which,
is
not cool. There's times that I worried about, am I going to have enough gas to get to the, like a child support check would come, do I have enough gas to get to the bank to cash the check to get to the gas station? So to think of somebody having to drive someplace and not even have a guarantee that there was even going to be the thing that they needed.
Yeah.
Was not cool. So we did a diaper drive just on Facebook, collected, I remember, around 3,000 diapers and donated them to the...
That was your first step in developing.
That was our first step, yeah, because I wasn't thinking, like, we could do something else.
3,000 diapers is a lot.
It seemed huge. It was like, oh, my gosh, now I'm like...
But they go. That goes pretty quick.
It goes really quickly.
Sure.
So we donated those, and for about the next year, I really just thought, kind of researched diaper banks. Couldn't get it out of my brain. Like,
yeah.
I felt like I was always thinking about diaper banks. I was always Googling.
Well, it's that little voice, Leanne, don't give up on this.
Yeah.
Keep going.
But there was also just this other voice, because I, you know, my first marriage it wasn't good. It was an abusive marriage. So you've got just a lot of this junk that comes with having been in a 10-year bad relationship. So there's a lot of self-doubt.
Doubt, yeah, sure.
Lack of confidence that you can do things. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm a girl that graduated from Valley. Not that there's anything, you know, hey, everybody that graduated from Valley,
go Valley.
Awesome. But I'm like, I'm a girl that graduated from Valley. I don't have a college degree. If you're going to start a not-for-profit, you should probably have a college degree or something. All these things that go through your head.
Yeah.
Of all the things that, you know, should.
That,
you
that,
start shooting all over yourself, I guess.
Yeah, you should all over yourself. And then that's when most people give up. They're like, well, I can't do that idea. They're done. You didn't.
Yeah. So then the 1 year of that first diaper drive kind of started popping up, and friends and family were just a little bit, I think, tired of hearing me talk about how somebody should do this, somebody qualified should do this, and they were just like, oh, for the love already. So I got my friend, my mom, and just, you need three people to incorporate, and we started.
Pulled it off.
Not really knowing what we were going to do, but, you know, you can Google. And
where'd you get that name, Loving Bottoms?
We actually, from the diaper drive that we did, because I did do a second, you know, diaper drive.
Yeah.
And when that one ended, we collected more diapers that year than the first year. And I asked in the Facebook event, and Mary Totten, so hey, Mary, if you're listening, now I'm going to have to tell her to listen.
Yeah.
She lives over by Chillicothe, and she suggested the name.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, that's cool. Let's go with it. So
it's awesome. It says so much.
Yeah. It was crowdsourced.
It says so much. That's Leanne Porter. She's with Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank at 77 South Henderson in the old Protexol building. That's where the warehouse is. That's where they put everything together, fill the shelves. Volunteers do that. You can volunteer. You can help out. You can get diapers from their partner agencies. We'll talk more about that and the millionth diaper giveaway, which is coming up on a Wednesday. There'll be a virtual event. You can see it on Facebook Live. We'll talk more with Leanne Porter, our guest on the second hour of Galesburg Live at 834 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM. This is WGIL.